The EGF receptor turns out to be a very critical mainstay of tumor development, tumor progression, metastases, and invasion. So without EGF receptor, the colon cancer would be a completely different animal. So that is one of the reasons when we inhibit this receptor, we see consistent efficacy. Because when you look at the data, either of one of these two agents, you have really efficacy in third, fourth line chemotherapy, independent on the number of pretreatment, which actually signals and gives us some clues that this receptor is untouched by the classical chemotherapy. There are no mechanism of cross resistance, as well as how important this receptor is in the process of tumor progression. Now, one of the most exciting things is that these agents seem to have significant synergism with classical chemotherapy, because by themselves, they are able to shrink tumors, as we know, about 10% in third line and fourth line chemotherapy. But I think one of the amazing data over the last couple of years is the combination of cetuximab and irinotecan in the BOND trial, as well as the combination with these with bethazuzumab and irinotecan in the BOND 2 trial. So here we have evidence that there is synergism between irinotecan, there are data synergism with oxaliplatin, there are data synergism with Avastin or bethazuzumab, indicating that this pathway have significant crosstalks and probably explain that when you hit EGF receptor and chemo and VHF pathways, you will have much more effect. So that's what we try to find out, why that is. And with the data, we may be understanding who benefits most. So the first goal was to look, what is the mechanism of resistance of cetuximab? We actually went back to the literature and just looked, do we have animal models suggesting where cetuximab would really not work? And there are data in the literature from animal models from Italy, from Patolucci, showing when tumors overexpress VEGF, cetuximab will not work. So we did in our own clinical trial at USC a study with 40 patients treated with cetuximab, again, third and fourth line, and measured VEGF in the tumor. And that's exactly what we found. That is published in JCO last year, that tumors with high levels of VEGF do not respond to cetuximab.
Is this VEGF on the tumor cell itself?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the VEGF is expressed because the VEGF is produced by tumor cells, and then the receptors may be on the endothelial cells as well as maybe on the tumor cells, which we have shown and Lee Ellis' group has shown that the VEGF receptor is not only expressed on the endothelial cells, but also significantly on tumor cells, which is actually very interesting because when you do anti-VEGF treatment, you don't have only anti-angiogenic effect, but also anti-tumor effect.
And what happens with treatment if you add in bevacizumab?
Well, you bind the VEGF away, and I think that is one of the reasons when you combine cetuximab and bethazuzumab, you have a synergistic effect.
What about in the laboratory?
In the laboratory, you have significant synergism. Yes, yes. So that is actually coming from the in vivo animal studies that we knew that VEGF was one of the mainstay, which is kind of surprising because you don't think of cetuximab primarily as an anti-angiogenic effect, but it is. There is a mainstay.